The UAV possibilities to ag still flying higher. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. Unmanned aerial vehicles, commonly referred to as drones, continue to spark interest in the agricultural community because what's believed to be one of the best industries suited for the technology.
If we didn't think it couldn't save you money, we wouldn't be working in it. If we don't get on top of this, agriculture is going to be a whole different game down the road.
Kevin Price, Executive Vice President of Applied Research and Technology Development at AgPixel and RoboFlight Systems, gave a presentation to farm leaders during the American Farm Bureau Convention earlier this year, and he still believes that UAVs will be one of the most important tools for farmers moving forward.
The human eye can detect 15 intensities of energy, meaning if I were to look at the plant, I could tell 15 different levels of light that's reflecting off of it. The sensors that we're flying detect 14,000 intensities of energy. So you tell me, those sensors are seeing things before we would ever see them with the human eye. Think of it this way. We are the radiologists in the hospital. We're collecting the imagery. We give the imagery to the doctor, who's the scouts and the farmers who train in that area, and we say, you make the prescription, and then the farmer is the patient. So if you think of it that way, that's the way I think it works the best.
Kevin Price says UAVs can benefit crop producers as well as livestock producers, but there's still a public safety concern, and that's perhaps why the FFA has kept them grounded.
There's things can go wrong with them, but I've also seen things go wrong with automobiles, and I've seen things go wrong with other airplanes. Yes, there's a certain amount of risk. The question is, what amount of risk is the public willing to accept? And I think right now that the news media has blown this up into a risk level that is much higher than really is there. But we think that you can do this with really very low risk in rural areas.
The FFA is expected to make a ruling on UAVs next year. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.